From lengthening mascara to smoky eyes, complete your fall look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Breast Check, as you just heard in the news headlines there with Eamon, it looks set to miss its screening target for a third year in a row. The National Screening Programme for Breast Cancer screens symptom-free women aged between 50 and 69. And the target this year was set at 219,000 people. However, it is expected that just 170,000 will be screened. Well, Amy Nolan is the Director of Clinical Affairs with the Irish Cancer Society, and she joins me now. Amy, you're very welcome to the programme. Missing out on that target of 219,000, what does that mean for those who don't get screened this year?
Well, it means that there are potentially women out there who may have a breast cancer that is sitting there that isn't screened. So we are really calling for patients to make sure when you receive your screening appointment that you attend that appointment. And we know people's lives are very busy and that appointment may not necessarily suit, but you do have the ability to contact breastcheck.ie and make that change of the appointment. What they are experiencing is that people are not turning up for their first appointment, and it just clogs the system then, because that's why people aren't attending.
But in terms of that target this year, 219,000 was set. Was that a reasonable target?
I think it is reasonable. Now, in saying that, in 2023, 18,000 people was the missed target, 60,000 in 2024, and the projected target this year missed is 50,000. So if people are not attending their appointment, if they're not registered on the system, then these are the targets that are going to be missed. We know as well COVID had something to... was an issue as well, because the screening program was paused during COVID, and we definitely saw an impact on that too. But I think it is a reasonable target, and you know, already they have reached 170,000, and they are aware of some of the reasons that the targets aren't being met. Radiographers as well, the embargo at the HSE in 2023 also had an impact in trying to keep up with these statistics.
So was the target then an unreasonable one to set in the first instance, if, for example, you say, look, there's issues around staff and recruitment?
I think based on the number of people that we, the population that we have and the population that need to be screened, I don't think it was an unreasonable target, but I do think that they are missing these targets, and we really need to identify those reasons. And if some of the reason is that patients aren't actually, they're not patients, they're general population, aren't attending these appointments, that we really need to encourage that.
Hazel Chu from the Green Party is also joining me here in studio. Hazel, what do you make of this story? The third year in a row that Breast Check has failed to get the targets that Amy says were actually reasonable when they were set.
I think it's massively disappointing, but just on the outset to acknowledge that Breast Check and the staff of Breast Check do an incredible job. So the various breast cancer services and the staffing, everyone from the radiographers to the nursing staff to the clinical staff, do incredible work. So this isn't on them, however. This is back down to how we fund our health service and how we manage our health service. And year on year, we don't provide sufficient funding and resources. So we have.
So why set these targets there, and were they clearly going to be missed?
Well, they shouldn't be missed. Why do we set targets? When we look at targets, we have to look at the fact that they are realistic targets and they should be met. But it's not just a management style of these are just targets. They're people at the end of the day. So you need to look at the root causes of why these targets are not being met. And on top of that, you need bigger ambition. A lot of people might go, well, we're already missing these targets, so we shouldn't expand more. But we should be lowering screening age at the moment, because at the end of the day, there are women that are below 50 that are being missed. And then they end up in the symptomatic clinic, which ends up being a further cost on the state when higher treatments needs to be applied. So because by that stage, when you have symptoms, it's going to be more costly. So from a state point of view, you should be more ambitious and actually provide more resources and funding and recruitment of radiographers and nursing as well.
Well, we do have a statement from BreastCheck. We did invite them on to the Hard Shoulder here today, but they declined. But they did give us a statement. This year, BreastCheck is screening more women than ever before. At the start of 2025, we had staff in place to screen 160,000 women. Thanks to additional Department of Health funding and focus on women's health, we've made strong progress and we are now on track to screen 170,000 women this year. So that suggests to me that from the very outset, the target of 219,000 at the beginning of the year was never going to be achieved unless there was a massive increase in the funding to BreastCheck.
Absolutely. So, and this isn't the first year that it's been missed targets. And I like to also look at glass half full as well. Insofar, the targets are increasing. That's good, as in the met targets are increasing, but it's still not good enough because, again, back to Irish Cancer Society's proposal of lowering the screening age, and we need to, because if you look at Sweden, the screening age is 40 at the moment, and what's being asked for is 45. But if you look at how the model works, if you already know you're missing targets year on year, then there has to be other root causes that you need to start checking and need to identify. One of the things Amy have said is people not being able to attend their clinic or missing their clinic. How do we engage people and make sure that they attend? How do we make sure on a community level that you get people attending a clinic? My mum attended a mobile clinic. It was much more easier for her to do that than go into the hospital services.
Yeah, in fairness, the uptake, they say, has remained reasonably high. It was about 72%. And it is worth pointing out that we've had a massive increase in population who would have been eligible for BreastCheck since it was first established 20 years ago. I think it's gone up by about 20%. Tell me about why, I suppose, this is important, Amy. What difference does BreastCheck make? How many cancers has it detected?
Yeah, well, I think just back to Hazel's point there, 50% of women don't attend their first BreastCheck appointment. So that's when you say 70% overall attend the screening, that's excellent. But 50% don't attend their first one. So I think it's really important to emphasise that. Seven in 1,000 women that are screened will be diagnosed with a breast cancer, likely at stage one or stage two. And that means the cancer is very much contained in an area, which means the treatment modalities or the different types of treatment required would be less. So, for example, in that staging, it may be surgery is all that's required, or surgery and radiotherapy. And not to make light of any of those types of treatments, but if you are staged at a later stage three or stage four, it's likely you will need chemotherapy and immunotherapies and a much longer prolonged treatment pathway with
additional
side effects.
And the outcome might not be as positive.
And the outcome not as positive. So when you're looking at stage one, stage two, the likelihood of cure is at 90%, which is fantastic. But again, stage three, stage four, it's reduced then. Yeah.
But there is a line here in a press release that says, I think from your own organisation, these missed screening targets will result in some women having their breast cancer detected at a later stage than it should have been. So
exactly.
It's quite stark.
It is quite stark. And I think when you consider the impact of a cancer diagnosis on a family in general, the psychological, the emotional, the financial toxicities that are associated with that, it's a huge impact anyway. But if this journey or, you know, experience is going to be longer than a stage one or stage two cancer treatment, it takes longer to recover, to bounce back. And the economic cost as well to the state is phenomenal. And also those cancer day wards are heaving at the moment. And it means that the impact there for healthcare professionals is going to be huge too. So
I've got a text in from a Hard Shoulder listener. I turned 50 last year and have not received an appointment. So I had to go for a private screen. There's simply not the staff to meet the targets and requirements. Women's health is not prioritised in this country. Would you recommend that women do that if they can afford it?
So it's interesting that person has said that, because in some of the breast clinics, that's what we're hearing, that patients are going for their, because they're not receiving that the screening appointment, they're going for their own mammogram. And then they're not taking up the offer of the screening, but they're just letting it go. So they're not letting the screening service know that they don't need that appointment. So just, it's another way that I think some of the targets are being missed.
Okay, just to go to that point then, 50% of women not taking up that first appointment with BreastCheck. And from what I know anecdotally, once you go to the first one, you're far more likely to attend subsequent appointments. appointments. Why are people not going? And what would you tell any woman out there who is reluctant to go to Breast Check, Hazel?
Well, firstly, I would say you can pre-register at 48, if I'm not wrong, Amy.
That's right.
48, which means by the time you hit 50, you will get an appointment time. But again, it needs to be lower than that. I'm a firm believer because I'm 45 and I got diagnosed at 44. So, and I was symptomatic, which means I would have missed this whole screening. And the reason why people aren't going is the same with all of us. There's a fear. There's a fear of, well, what will happen? And there's also a certain, well, there's a certain, not easiness, but when you don't know, it's easier. And also life gets in the way. So you tend to kind of have everything else going on. But that is, again, going back to how we engage people, how we communicate to people of how important this is. Because the earlier we can catch cancer, any form of cancer, the better the outcome. So in terms of when...
Your own prognosis was good.
Exactly. So it's early stages. I met my oncologist. Now, being in that clinic and meeting lots of women at different stages, I can tell you that the wait time was very varied across the board. And this comes back to the clog in the system. So as much as I am agreeable to Breast Check saying that they have reached certain targets and I'm glad they did, I still think there's a huge issue there, because Breast Check is one, but symptomatic clinics where a lot of or the resources aren't put in. If you look at St. Vincent's, their symptomatic clinic is missing one prone table and one radiographer. And these things need to be resourced. It goes back to the question of how are we going to resource these projects instead of just looking at targets. It's not a targets game. It is very much how do we provide the best service possible.
I know lots of women my age would love to see Breast Check, you know, begin at a much younger age, perhaps 45. How realistic and how necessary is that, Amy, as was given the difficulties in reaching the current targets?
I think the Irish Cancer Society really want to reduce the age to 45. But I think what's really important to say here is that if anybody is symptomatic at all, so if you notice any changes in the way your breasts are normally, anything, lumps, bumps, inverted nipples, bleeding, change in the skin texture, tone, I really recommend that you contact your GP, because then you will be facilitated into what's called a symptomatic breast clinic, as Hazel just described. Now, we know that there is a delay in those, the rapid access clinics. There's one in four will not be seen on time. So it's really important that if you're symptomatic at all, that you make sure you talk to your GP.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. But my thanks to Amy Nolan and to Hazel Chew for coming in to us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.